Let's read the poem. Once upon a time. Once upon a time, son, they used to laugh with their hearts and laugh with their eyes. But now they only laugh with their teeth, while their eyes block cold eyes search behind my shadow. There was a time indeed they used to shake hands with their hearts, but that's gone, son. Now they shake hands without hearts, while their left hands search my empty pockets. Feel at home, come again, they say. And when I come again and feel at home, once, twice, there'll be no thrice, for then I find doors shut on me. So I have learned many things, son. I have learned to wear many faces like dresses. Home face, office face, street face, host face, cocktail face, with all their conforming smiles like a fixed portrait smile. And I have learned too to laugh with only my teeth and shake hands without my heart. I have also learned to say goodbye when I mean good riddance, to say glad to meet you without being glad, and to say it's been nice talking to you after being bored. But believe me, son, I want to be what I used to be when I was like you. I want to unlearn all these muting things. Most of all, I want to relearn how to laugh, for my laugh in the mirror shows only my teeth like a snake's bare fangs. So show me, son, how to laugh. Show me how I used to laugh and smile once upon a time when I was like you. Stanzas 1, 2, 3. Here, the poet tells his son about the behavior of people in the past and in the present, in the olden days and in the modern world. He remembers a time when people had true feelings for one another. They would laugh from the heart and meet one another with genuine feeling. But today, in the modern busy world, people often greet each other without any warmth in their handshake. They greet each other with a smile or a laugh that does not reach their eyes or warm their hearts. When they say come again to a guest, they don't really mean it. They only say it to be polite. According to the poet, people these days are often interested in meeting people only if they are rich, powerful, successful, or famous, and do not value or respect those who have no wealth or position. Stanzas 4 and 5. Here, let me ask one question. Have you ever said something nice to someone without meaning it? Or some more questions? Why do you think you said it? Was it because you were too busy and did not think about what you were saying? Was it because it was the correct thing to say in that situation? To be a part of the society, we need to learn behavior that is accepted in society. We begin to learn this as we grow up and behave according to the situation we are in. We learn this behavior so well that our natural behavior slowly disappears, and in each different situation, we behave in the way that is considered appropriate for that situation. The poet says that he behaves very differently in the office compared to the way he behaves at a party or on the street. And none of these different faces that he puts on is his natural self or his real face. He says that he has also learned to say things that he doesn't really mean, because they are the correct things to say in that situation. For example, when we are introduced to someone, we are taught to say, glad to meet you. So the poet says that he too sometimes politely greets a person in this way, even though he may not be interested in meeting him or her. The poet feels sad that, like other adults in today's world, he has forgotten how to be a natural person. stanzas 6 and 7. Here, the poet has a deep desire to go back to the innocence of childhood. He is dissatisfied with his own changed self. He thinks that his son's genuine laughter can teach him how to express his feelings honestly. He wants to relearn how to behave in a natural way. He wants to get rid of the falseness in his behavior that makes his laugh unpleasant, because he laughs with his lips and teeth and not with his eyes and heart.